pretty optimistic last week that you get things turned around. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah.
Why is the optimism?
Because that's just how I am.
What do you see defensively to lead you in that direction?
What do I see?
Yeah.
I see a lot of guys working hard. I see a lot of guys trying hard. And I see a team that's resilient. We're not going to give in to it. We're going to find a way to make it happen.
What happened on the 75-yard run right off the bat?
We had a couple of misfits on that play, and, that's all it takes. It takes one or two people to misfit their gaps, and explosive plays happen like that.
I still haven't seen the tape. What did you do on that play? They ran your side, I thought, right? Correct.
They ran to the right side, yeah.
And so what could you have done differently, or was there anything you could have done?
In hindsight, yeah, I know exactly what I could have done. I know what everybody else could have done as well. But, we don't play the game watching the film review. We play it as it's happening, I don't want to get in the scheme and whose responsibility is what. We all got to do a better job of rallying to make plays when they get out like that.
So when it doesn't start the way you want it to, what can you do to sort of stop the floodgates?
We just got to rally, and we got to find a way to stop the bleeding. Somebody has to make a play. I think that's a little bit of what we're missing right now. Guys making plays, and that's pretty much what the game is. Having playmakers on the field make plays. So we got to have a lot more of that. Actually, we got to have a lot more of that moving forward, and we'll get it done.
You still confident you can make those game changing type plays?
I know I can make plays.
Mike talked a little bit about the message. The theme last week was what matters. Has the message at all changed from him, and how consistent of a message does he continue to bring week after week, even when you guys are performing?
There's always a theme of the week and those type of things. What matters is winning and doing your job. not much more than that really matters. So that's where we're at. We're going to stick together. Nobody's going to start pointing fingers. Nobody's going to start playing the blame game. We're in this thing together. All of our names are on it. So we're all going to find a way to come together and get this thing turned around.
Hey, Julius, I'm sorry I came in late.
Yeah.
You've seen a Super Bowl team. You know what it looks like.
Yeah.
What is this team missing right now?
What are we missing? I wouldn't necessarily say we're missing anything. We just got to get it together. That's it.
To rephrase, how did you guys fall into this position again at 4-5? I mean, it's not where you guys want to be. What has been missing? Maybe not 4-4, but what has been missing to get you yourself where you're at?
Yeah, making plays. It's that simple. We got to make more plays than they do. If you want to simplify it, that's the bottom line. Guys on our team got to make more plays than guys on their team.
Is the silver lining that you guys are, even though your record is what it is, you're still in that chase for the NFC North? I mean, there's still a long way to go.
Yeah, we're going to get it done. There's no reason to believe anything other than that in this locker room. We know where we stand. We don't necessarily want to get caught in watching other teams and what they're doing. We're focusing on us, and we just got to get a win. That's the bottom line. We're gonna win this week, and we're gonna get a turn around.
Is it difficult to have that belief when you're in a streak?
For me, no, because that's just how I'm built.
Mike also said something about how he enjoys the bumps, and that's why he's been so successful. It's not always that it's smooth. Is that a similar mentality for a guy that's been for you, that's been here so long? And are the bumps something you enjoy?
Well, at the end of the day, when we push through this and when we get on the other side of it and when we look back, I think we will enjoy this part of the process because it's never, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. We're going to find a way to get it done. This league is about parity. You have a couple of outliers out there. You have a couple of teams that are doing extremely well, but for the most part, a lot of guys are under 500 or right around 500. So, we're doing, not saying we're comparing ourselves to others and we want to be a 500 team, but, that's just how this league is. You have ups and downs. You have stretches where you don't win, and you have stretches where you push through and get it done.